afternoon, everybody. This is the Black Diamond. Join me for a Black Diamond experience. I want to do a little bonus podcast for you guys and wish everyone a happy, happy Easter. Me and the girls is over here jolly, you know, enjoying the day. You know, it's quarantine time and we're doing our social distancing, so we couldn't attend the egg hunts this year. So I went out to the CVS store that's open out in Manhattan, and I got them some already filled eggs, and I just hid them in the house and picked them some little baskets up, and hey, happy Easter. But, yes, I just want to let you guys know that you're in my thoughts and prayers, and I also want to give a big shout-out to all the families that, you know, going through a tragic time during this Easter time from this COVID-19 chick, you know, that I, you know, said in the earlier episode, came from hell. To hell she will go back. This is just unrealistic. But anywho, I just wanted to give you guys a little bonus and, you know, check in with you guys and hoping and praying it's all well. Brooklyn and London is in there eating chocolate and jelly beans and watching Harry Danger and everybody else on YouTube. And, you know, just being kids, loving life, living life, and taking one moment at a time. And I want to let you guys know that I'm in good spirit over here. Sundays is my relaxed, laid-back days. You know, one thing I do, you know, I'm not a very big debate on, you know, different religions and stuff like that. I believe in God, you know what I'm saying? I believe in the Son of Man. And I look at it like this. The church is within you. So, you know, although we're not able to go to church this Easter, Father, you just let me tell you something, okay? I was raised in the church. I'm from Horry County, originally. Google it. You understand? My grandmother kept us in the church. You ain't about to stay in her house, period. When she go, you go. Door be locked. You go to church. And you go to sing the hymn. I remember what old hymn they used to say, sing at my grandmother's church. Come by here, Lord, come by here, oh, Lord, come by here. And that's what I'm singing from New York City right now. Lord, come by here. School out for the rest of the year. Chuck E. Cheese clothes. Victoria's Secret clothes. Lord, everything got to be delivered. You don't know if you're going to get your delivery. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a playing time every day, even during the holidays. It just seems so different up here in New York City. I'm just so used to seeing New York City so full of life and happiness and togetherness. And now that the COVID-19 chick that came from hell, has been dry, you know. But I'm praying for New York City and all my New Yorkers. I love New York City. You know, like I said, New York City has its advantages and disadvantages, you know. So to each his own, but as for me, I take the bad in with the good in with the bad, and I just mix it all together and make me a nice muffin and have some coffee. Yeah, but guys, stay encouraged, have faith, believe, and just know that God, okay, God created this earth. Hold on, God, I got to take a little cup sip of this good coffee I made myself here. Yeah, you got to keep you something hot, man. I hope y'all out there, you know, drinking your tea and staying on top of your immune stuff. You know what gets me? I'm getting so many health facts from all these colleagues who I've never really thought cared about my health. They're telling me all these recipes, all these things to use. So I'm just dishing it back out. I'm dishing back out what's being dished to me, especially if it's positive vibes. So if you dish something to me positive, I'm going to thank you that you care about my health and me up here in New York City. And I know y'all seeing very high numbers on the internet about the deaths up here and this and that. But thank God the vision that I've been having, the part of New York City that I'm in, I'm seeing a lot of life. Okay, so that's the vibe I want to give y'all from my way. Okay, different parts of New York City might have a different airway for you, but this airway is nothing but positive vibes. So believe that. Like Diamond coming to you live and effect with the truth. You know what I'm saying? And every human being out here, I want you to know this. Every human being gained mucus in their system, okay? You're going to get a cold. You know what I'm saying? Okay, a lot of people is big up on they don't want to get the flu shot. It's all kind of poisons and stuff in the flu shots and this and that. Let me tell y'all something. Educate yourself on everything you do and say. You understand? That's all I got to say. Educate yourself on everything that you do and say. And with that being said, we're praying for the families struggling, going through, suffering, had lost in the COVID-19 chick that came from hell. And I'm just, y'all are always going to be in my thoughts and prayers. And I'm just going to, can't say this enough. I said it in one of my earlier episodes. It's so, so, so sad to see that the life has really came to be for a loved one to die alone, on their own, with no loved one by their side because of a virus. But if other human beings inside these facilities get beat by your loved one, when they been tested? You know what I'm saying? That's my big question. But, hey, it's just my political view. I'm just expressing myself for the, expressing my pain that I feel also for the family members. And Lord knows, God forbid, my mama, my kids, me, I don't want to die. I don't want my family to die